The work week started with a pair of cold days across the area. Yesterday, Albany was down to 2 degrees during the morning and reached a high temperature of 19 degrees during the afternoon, making that the lowest high temperature since late February. So yes, winter finally arrives, and just as quickly as winter moved in, it's back on its way out the door as temperatures have moderated across our area this afternoon. Following a chilly start, temperatures are about 10 degrees milder on average when compared to yesterday afternoon, and we're looking at quiet weather as we work through the late day and nighttime hours. High pressure is in control. Right now, that high pressure area is located to our south, basically near the Delmarva Peninsula, and as that high has drifted a little bit farther south, we've seen our wind turn more to the southwest, and that's helping to push in some of that milder air. Now, having said that, it's still going to be on the cool side tonight. We'll call it seasonably cold, as temperatures dip back into the teens to near 20 degrees under mainly clear skies. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see sunshine mixed with a couple of clouds. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny, as high pressure remains in control of our weather. And temperatures tomorrow will be, again, up into the 30s across our area. A few spots may nudge the 40-degree mark tomorrow afternoon. The weather remains dry through tomorrow night, even into the day on Friday. We are expecting dry conditions with high pressure still holding on. But as high pressure begins to move away later on Friday, we'll see clouds increase. So it's a little bit cloudier by Friday afternoon, but dry through sunset. Temperatures again will be in the 30s to near 40. And then we see a warm front approach Friday night into Saturday, and that will produce what looks to be a light wintry mix across the region. So there may be some slippery travel through our area Friday night into Saturday. And then during the day on Saturday, many areas will warm up enough for a transition to some drizzle and even some light rain showers. There's not a great deal of moisture with the system Friday night and Saturday, but just a little bit of ice can make things quite slippery. So that's something we will watch closely. There's a chance for maybe a moderate period of precipitation come Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and seasonably cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and seasonably cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 36 to 42. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and seasonably cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds with highs in the 30s to around 40. And on Saturday, mainly cloudy with a light wintry mix, changing to drizzle and light showers in some areas with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.